Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Received with infinite love and great attitude. Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show, and we are here to inspire you, empower you, and transform whatever energy, heavy energies that you're dealing with, to support you in really seeing who you are and boldly expressing that with love and passion. And even when you're not quite sure if you have the love or the passion, that you're empowered enough, inspired enough to try it out for yourself so that you may know who you really are.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
You're free to create whatever you want in your life. You're free to create drama, and you're free to create divine experiences. You're free to say yes. You're free to say no. You have the power to orchestrate how you want your life to show up. And if you're afraid and think some big monster is after you, that will be your reality. But it's all part of the experience. The monster, the made-up monster, is there to help you realize that you are the light. There's nothing to worry about. You can see that there's nothing to run from. Because the question is, who are you? Charles Holt, I am.
An angel asked me, do you know who you are? The question and the answer is not very far. The song of the sages, the knowledge of the ages is living where you reside. You have the key that unlocks the door to enter in that sacred place you haven't gone before. Where deep meets deep, soul to soul, feel that connection as the truth unfolds. There's no separation. by different names, the Alpha and Omega, the eternal flame that burns deep inside you. Do you know my name?
Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, and a new beginning, and an end, and a new beginning. On and on you go. Round and round you go. Okay, stop it. Stop it. I go, you know, anyway. Who are you? You are really going round and round and round and round and round and round. It's a spiral. Never stops. What you see out in the world is a reflection of the inner world. How you paint your inner world, how you create your inner world, cultivate, decorate your inner world, can't help but be reflected in your outer world. When you cultivate a world of compassion, of understanding, of self-acceptance, of truth, of loving kindness, and you see something else being reflected back to you, you can just change your perspective. Like, okay, I know what's happening. It's like a piece of art. If you're a painter or you draw something and the face is bigger than you want it to be, or the eyes or the ears are sticking out to it, you just erase it. And you maybe shade it in or have something else. Just do some paint over it. We are all life artists. We are all creative. Well, we're all creative, but some of us are creative misfits. And until you find peace with that creative misfit being within yourself, you won't fit. But the minute you embrace your misfitness, somehow you find that you belong. Somehow you find that your difference, it's actually very important. How you see the world is very needed. And sometimes it's when you question you're crazy that someone will come up and say, you know what, I want to thank you. And you're like, thank me for what? For what you said last week, what you said yesterday. What did I say yesterday? You remember when you said, I remember something. Or when you walked into the office, there's something about you. You just came happy and said hello to everybody. That just had me look at my life differently. You know, you inspire me. That's how you activate the love matrix. And, of course, you know there's more. We started the show off with Carly Jackson, reminding us who we are, how we are, what we are. I am. Charles Holt said, I got a different version for that. Just reminding us of who we are. And until you know who you are, you will be afraid to activate the love matrix. Because if you don't know who you are, you'll be afraid to activate the love matrix, because you're going to say to yourself, well, if I activate the love matrix, then I'm going to stand out and people are going to judge me and criticize me and say, who the hell do you think you are? But when you know who you are, when they say, who the hell do you think you are, you can just look at them. You don't necessarily need to say this out loud. You can just look at them with eyes of God, eyes of love, eyes of compassion, and silently say, I am that I am. I am you, your reflection of me. Though it looks like you're attacking me, it's not real. Showing up. And I'm going to stand in this moment. And if my knees are shaking, I just call for backup quietly. And ask for my angels, my guides, my ancestors, help me here. What should I say? Should I say anything? That's activated the love matrix. Now that you know who you are, I can welcome you into my space, because I can't have you coming into my space all confused. But if you are, it's okay, because I got enough love to clean you up, like a mother will clean a child up when the child has been out in the dirt playing around. Come here. I'm not going to use spit to clean your face. I'm going to use spirit to clear your consciousness. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to yourself first and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and where change is inspired. And you make a difference. You make a difference. The world is as beautiful as it is, you're here. If you weren't here, we will have a different experience. So thank you for showing up. Thank you for saying yes. And thank you for being who you are. You can find Carly Jackson, who started the show with the I Am affirmation, on Facebook. Carly, C-A-R-L-L-I-E, Jackson, J-A-X-E-N. And you can find Charles Holt. His virtual home is intuitiverebel.com. And you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. I am your host. I told you. The I Am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach at a. And we are here to collectively, in consciousness on a soul level, deeply activate the love matrix. That's the theme for the month. There's so much more to share. But in the meantime, let's bring on the lady with the voice. Hey, Celeste.
Hello, Life Coach Today. How are you doing?
I am good. I am good. I am God. I am well.
I have been very busy since we last all met in the sacred place yesterday. Yeah. I went on a musical theatrical journey called Cloud Atlas, but I don't want to go too much into it, but I just have to say that movie is still with me. I own it. I'm so glad I didn't go to the movies to see it, because I would have been like, oh, rewinding that scene in my head. But it is so juicy, particularly for the conversation we're going to have today about how to activate the love matrix. Actually, we're going to activate the love matrix today.
Yes, indeed. You know, Cloud Atlas, it's a beautiful movie, and it would have you think if you're not afraid to think. Now, some people are afraid to think. Some people are afraid to think beyond what they know, because if they allow themselves to really think, to have a new thought, they know that then there becomes a responsibility. But Cloud Atlas, if you believe in past lives, if you believe that you've been here before, if you believe that we're an extension of the one soul, the one consciousness, it's a great movie. I recommend it. Yeah, it's a little bit violent, but it's a reflection of the world we're living.
And, you know, and I'm really bringing it up because I'm not sure if you're aware, because, you know, you were inspired by the movie The Matrix and how we approach it. What the word matrix means now, it's created by not the Wachowski brothers, but one of the brothers, one of the Wachowski sister, and then a third person.
Brother and sister.
So that matrix. So that matrix energy is all up in it, but completely different, but still makes you think and stretch. So I'm just grateful to be on the ride and to be having those things to ponder. I love stories. So if you love a good story, all intertwined, it really takes you on an amazing journey. So that's on my heart right now. That's what I'm feeling.
I hear you. We all got to feed our soul, because our soul is asking for more. And then movies out there, music, I mean artists, scientists who are supplying all our needs. And, Cloud Atlas, that might show back up, that conversation. Show back up in this conversation. We'll see. Maybe that's it. Maybe he just made a cameo appearance. So, I can say that I'm happy to be in the chat room today. I had to use different browsers for that. I figured it out. I got two browsers that I'm using now, but that's okay because it's just about the end result. So, I'm in the chat room through Chrome.
Yay.
And, I know, that's right. So,
welcome home.
So, let's. Yeah, I know, that's right.
Thank you. Welcome home.
I used to remember when CBS was using that. They would say, welcome home, CBS. I wonder if I can make CBS mean something else. I'm sure I can, but I won't waste my energy doing that right now. Let's stay on Life Conversations Radio. All right, Celeste.
Go.
We will see you in a few minutes.
Yes.
All right.
I look
talk
forward.
To you later. Bye-bye. You are listening to the Ask. Oh, what would you say about my mama? What'd you say? I wish you would say to my face. Come on.
I was trying not to say ciao.
That's what you get for trying not to be, to say things. Okay.
Bye.
See you in a minute, Celeste. Oh, okay, there you go.
Ciao.
Express yourself. That's what it's about. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, and I'm so grateful to have you here. I love the days that I fly solo, because the days that I fly solo, I really get to fly. I get to go so deep, so high, and I'm grateful for feedback that I get from listeners. Well, many different topics, but particularly when I think Glenda, there were other people, but Glenda stands out for me for some reason. I guess, I don't know, I don't remember. But some other people did say to me, they said, you know, you have great guests and everything. And that was when I was doing like 4 shows a week. Well, that was then. We had to change that. But anyway, he said, you have great guests. I love them. But what I love is when you just do your thing and just think out loud. I said, really?
And I heard that through different people. And I said, okay, let's do that. And I am so grateful because I get to grow. I get to expand. I get to see life differently. And I also get to hear my own consciousness. I get to feel and sense what I really believe. But it's, and it's even much more than that, you know, because there's so many things, there's so many places I can go with today's topic, and some things I've written down, but I know there's so much more that wants to come forth. So being able to just allow that to come out, and sometimes I'm hearing what y'all hearing for the first time. It's like, whoa, that's deep. I like that. Say that again. So let's get ready. We get ready to go in. But before we do that, I want to welcome all of you that are listening. If you're listening on the phone lines, online, in the archive, thank you for tuning in. Thank you. There is love right now. There is love. There is love right now. It's not, there's no lack of love. We are it. And whenever we come together and open our hearts and just be open, whenever you open up, you are activating the love matrix. You are being more. You are expanding. And this thing called love, we all have to individually study it, meditate on it, be with it, question it, challenge it, doubt it. That's right, to become a mad scientist. We're going to take a break, but I want you to just think of, I want you to ask yourself, what if everything you love, what if everything you were told about love is a lie? Hey, that's right. What if everything you were told of is a lie? Or what if everything you believed about love is a lie? I am so curious to know what comes up for you when you even hear that question. And speaking of question, you've got to be willing to ask deeper questions. You've got to be willing to check in with yourself and ask yourself why you believe what you believe. And how what you believe is, it's either hindering you or moving you forward. It's called self-discovery, self-awareness. And when you can sit with what you believe and don't believe, when you can make space for even the erroneous beliefs, even when you can make space with your shadow self, then you are in love with yourself. There's more. We'll take a break, and we'll be back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Real Love is a party, a spiritual event. Love lessons for singles and couples at Hillside International Truth Center, Friday, February 7th, beginning at 7 p.m. with Dr. Barbara King, Dr. Aldewan Tart, and Dr. Janet Page. Plus, a mix and mingle party at Atlanta Airport Marriott Hotel till 2 a.m. featuring Teresa Hightower and Leonard Julian with the Mose Davis Trio and Joey Somerville. Get tickets and more at hillsideinternational.org/real love.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared? are proud. Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find a metaphysical rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach a Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach a Day can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com, hover on the Life Conversations radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Do you have questions or show topics you would like Life Coach Today to consider for upcoming shows? You can email him that too at ask@lifecoachaday.com. The theme for the month of February is Activate the Love Matrix. And we also have exciting shows on a Life Conversations Radio Network for you. Be sure to join Mbasa Safera for the play experience every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach a Day on the last Wednesday of the month. You can also join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show is also syndicated on Within Radio every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on InspireBroadcasting.com. And don't miss the musical odyssey of Sounds of Soul with Adani Feloce on 12radio.com every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't let the soul train depart without you. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, Celeste. Yes, if the soul train departs without you, then you'll be left behind. It's just that simple. you catch us on a rebound. yes. Kevin, thank you for joining us. Tia, Jackie, Electra, Yvette, Celeste, of course, Donna, Rebecca, and all the silent listeners, thank you for tuning in to yourself. Thank you for being here. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for saying yes to be on this plane, this planet. And our listeners listening on the archive and, of course, Within Radio listeners. Number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I'm laughing at Electra. Electra's cracking me up. I heard Electra's thoughts. That's why I just did that laugh just now. Electra'd be all up in my consciousness. She'd be all up in my soul. Yes, today we are talking about activating the love matrix. And I'm going to read a description for the show today. When the movie Matrix appeared, it shifted our language and gave us new ways to talk about being imprisoned. However, a matrix is actually an environment or material in which something develops, a surrounding medium or structure. Just keep that in your consciousness.
Our stories have meaning based on the definition we give them. If the meaning is keeping us in a place of fear, then it's time to lift the level of our consciousness so we may be free indeed. So, today's conversation is about flipping the flipping matrix. And I like that. That was good. You know, because we hear about, yeah, you know, I'm part of the matrix too, or the matrix and the man, they, them. There's so much going on in the world. We're so powerful. There's nothing we can't create. And when you really think about it, privacy takes on a whole new, know how powerful we are. If you really want to know about privacy, that there's some kind of privacy, but at the end of the day, we're interconnected. There's nothing we don't know. We may not know it on a conscious level, but we know it on an unconscious level. No, I'll leave that out. I chose to leave what I was going to say out. And if you want to find out what that is, call me. I may or may not tell you. If I'm led to share it with you, then I will. But, you know, I want to share this quote with you. Several things are just bubbling up for me. So let me go here first. When people tend to use the matrix as something to be afraid of, and I'm not here to debate with you to say it's real or it's not. And when I'm saying the matrix, I'm talking about the story in the movie where human beings are powering the machine, and there's some to machine, and, you know, and you're plugged in now, you've got to decide if you're red or the blue pill. And sometimes people get on the spiritual path and say, well, you know, they're in the matrix. Like, oh, yeah, I found my way. I'm unplugged. Good luck. As long as you see yourself separated from the other, you're still plugged in. You're still plugged in. And it's okay to be plugged in. The question is, what are you plugged into? Are you plugged into separation? Are you plugged into connection? Are you plugged into interrelations? Are you plugged into interdependent on one another? Are you plugged into unification? Are you plugged into compassion? Because if you're plugged into compassion, understanding, you recognize if you, the people that you say or think are still in the matrix, you can be compassionate and know that one day they will find their way just as you did, just as a baby learns to walk and to talk. Eventually, you know, when the babies are learning to walk or talk, it's cute, it's funny. We look at them, we get excited, we clap. And then when they become age 7, age 9, 15, talking, it's like, okay, cool, so you're talking, big deal. So you're walking, okay. That's nothing to write home about. No judgment, you just recognize it for what it is. There is a quote that said, when there is no enemy within, the enemies outside cannot hurt you. That's an African proverb. When there is no enemy within, the enemies outside cannot hurt you. Just sit with that. Sit with that and see what that means for you. Because most people are literally afraid of the enemy within that they project outward. So they blame their mother, their father, their husband, their wife, their boyfriend, their girlfriend from putting them right where they are. It's because of them that I'm here. I had it all together, but they came and ruined my life. And I would say, on a certain level of consciousness, yes. But that's the consciousness where there's no power in that. It's a consciousness of illusion, if you will. It's a consciousness where you believe you're not in control of your life. But then when you go deeper, you recognize that, you know, there's a dance going on between each and every one of us. And we are all here
And I know that everybody has their own interpretation. Some people say, no, we're just here to do what we do, and then we die, and that's it. Cool. You're right. Some people say we're here to love and make it a better place and leave a great legacy. Cool. You're right. Some people say this is the light of Earth is a school. We're here to learn about who we are as a light being, as love. You're right. Some people say, no, Earth is not a lesson. It's not a school. There's nothing to learn. You already know. You're right. It is possible for everybody to be right. Because we're all living out our experiences. We're all living out what we believe. And sometimes people need to hold on to their rightness to stay sane. So how dare you take that from them? How much time are you spending to check your rightness? Are you questioning what you know? Are you questioning what you're telling another? Are you questioning what you say you believe that you think the world needs to know? And if the world believes what you're saying, then the world will be a better place. Maybe not. Who do you think you are? Because when you know who you are, when you know what is truth, when you understand on a deep level that you are one with the one, that you're one with everyone, that you're one with your brother, your sister, you're one with nature, then there is really no need to say if the roots know that there's a branch that's part of this tree, then the roots will be different. No, we all just need to be different parts of the trees. In your knowing what you know, how is it changing your life? What difference are you making with what you know? So we can make a choice to think of them or think about me. Now, as a trick, on a spiritual path, on a spiritual journey, we're reminded, and we're all of us on a spiritual path. That's what I say. And if someone disagrees, you're right. There's so much freedom in that, because I'm trying to be right. I'm trying to be happy. Life for me is a spiritual path. On this spiritual path, everything that happens is to remind us who we are. Now, when you spend too much time working on self, well, I got to work on myself, I'm not ready. Well, actually, let me rephrase that. If your only focus, there's a trick. If your only focus is I got to work on myself, I don't give a damn about them. Shit, all I got to do is work on myself and I'll be all right. Not. This is probably stirring a lot up in your consciousness. And if it is, good. That means real growth is taking place. And flow to life. And to know the love, to be the love, to know what you know, to experience all that you, well, this way, to experience what you've read about who you are, what you've read about when you living a spirit-driven life, when you connect with the truth of who you are, yes, you got to do the work, but you really get to know it when you live it by sharing that with others, by interacting with other people. It's about giving of yourself. And if you master it, if you master the art of living, you find that sometimes you learn some things and it's not quite clear until you become, you know, be of service, until you volunteer somewhere, until you see somebody else having different experience. And somehow you get it. It's like, oh, I got it. But in the Western world where we've embodied capitalism is There's not enough. There's not enough. I'm not enough. There's not enough. I'm not enough. There isn't enough. There's never going to be enough. We're going to run out. There's too many people on the planet. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Shut up. We overpopulated. Nature is balanced, and nature will take care of itself. So rather than get caught up in that conversation, activating the love matrix is quite simple. And it asks of you to go beyond yourself, to go beyond the me consciousness and flip the M and become the we. All of us, we need each other. And if you really want to know what you know, if you want to experience this life, what really activate the love consciousness, when you get caught up in being of service, it won't even matter what others are doing. You won't know what's going on in the news. Listen to this.
If you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness. This morning, the thing that I like about it, by giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great. Because everybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and your verb agree to serve. You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle to serve. You don't have to know Einstein's theory of relativity to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics in physics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace. Soul generated by love. You can be that servant.
You can be that servant. One whose heart is full of grace and one whose soul is generated by love. Yes. That's how you activate the love matrix. And you know, we're already in it. It's just sometimes people think love ain't that sexy. You know what I'm talking about? And let me say this. Let me make a note to myself because I know I might lose the point that I was about to share. But I wanted to share something that Kevin shared in the chat room. He asked, he said, the enemy awakens the student then. Yes, indeed. You know, the enemy is the inner me. When you learn to make friends with your enemy, your inner me, it will wake you up. Most of our fears is really about what we think about ourselves, what we think we can do, or what we think we can't do, or if we do what we think we can do, or we think we know we can do, then what's really going to happen? We're going to lose our friends. So we're really afraid of our own power. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measures. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And everyone knows that. It's been going on for centuries. That's why there were religions who decided to say, you would not know who you are. We're going to give you some laws to abide by. And we're going to tell you that if you don't follow this rule, this law, then you're going to hell. As a matter of fact, if you keep anybody in hell, if you scare people because of hell, then everybody's going to hell because you can't hold the consciousness of hell without you being there. Whatever you're holding in consciousness, you're already there. I digress. For whoever needs to hear that, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 for questions, comments, thoughts, doubts, worries, disagreements, fears, bring it. This is the House of Love, and we have set the intention to support you on your transformation journey. You can also share your questions or your thoughts on the Light Pages, or Land Pages, as I like to call them, the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show fan page, Light Page, or the Life Conversations Radio fan page, Light Page. And I love my mind. I just love my mind. I'm never bored. So back to the point I was going to make about love. It fascinates me when people say, well, it fascinates me, but it doesn't. But it does fascinate me, and then it doesn't. But that's okay too, right? When people say, well, no, let me give it a context. During the Trayvon Martin case, well, when the verdict came out and Brother Zimmerman was set free, which was a shift in consciousness for humanity, not just in America, there was an opportunity for us to wake up and ask ourselves what we really believe. What are you standing your ground for? Are you standing ground for more judgment, for more hate, for transformation, for kindness, for action, or love? And there were different posts, as you know, on social media, you know, it blew up. And there were places where people would say, what we need to do is learn to love one another, and even deeper, really break it down and to understand the power of love. And what fascinates me, there'll be some, I'm going to set myself free, there'll be some fool talking about love. Did that love something, something? I mean, they just go off and attack the person who said something about love. And I looked to that and I said, you know what? There was a part of me that was triggered. It's like, what the flip are you talking about? Do you understand what love is? And what I heard was, it's okay. Because those who don't understand love, who don't really know love, who hasn't quite embraced the power, the magnificence of what love is, will debate it constantly. They'll debate it, try and break it down, analyze it. But the ones that get it, the ones that have embodied it, they don't debate. They live it. They be it. They show it. So while the armchair activists are sitting in front of their computers proclaiming themselves to be, I'm just keeping it real, in your own bedroom, den, living room, on the computer, while people are suffering, let them do what they do. But we need, as I said earlier, individually, we need to just ask ourselves, what is love? Is it true that you need more than love in a relationship? Is it true when Sister Tina Turner said, what's love got to do with it? Oh, what love's got to do with it is everything. Love is freedom. Love is your essence. Love is your identity. And we have a choice to express it or be afraid of it. And when you're afraid of it, you operate from a place of fear. We all have a gift, at least one. I'm clear that this place that you're in, when you come to listen to the shows, my shows, the other shows on Life Conversations Radio Network, you come in just to recharge. Sometimes you come for affirmation and a confirmation. And we must all now take the confirmation and the affirmation out in the universe. Like we come for a huddle. We come together and we say, we can do this. And we make an inner agreement to choose love today, to choose heaven today, to choose kindness today, to choose compassion. And if you have been struggling to love yourself, you tried everything to love yourself and it's not working, I encourage you to give to somebody else. Because sometimes you can be your own worst enemy. You keep trying to see your own light that everybody's talking about. You keep trying to figure out how talented you are, and you've been working at it, and it's not working. Give it up. Just say, you know what? Flip that. Flip it. I am flipping tired of trying to figure out how to love myself. Flip it, flip it, flip it, flip it. And then ask yourself, how can I be of service today? You may hear a voice saying, you can be of service? You don't even love yourself. What do you have to give? Take the voices with you. And when you make that step, you will shift your own consciousness. You know that we create our reality. We paint our world. We redefine our world with our thoughts, our words, and our actions. Have the thought, speak the word, and take action. Without action, the birthing is not complete. Without action, there is no change. Without action, there are no miracles. So when people are praying for miracles, they're asking for an action to take place. They're asking for something to happen. They're asking, praying for a movement. They want something to shift. And sometimes can the God outside of us to do the shift, and that's fine too, because those of us, you got it, that yes, you are here to be the shift. Hear me now, the shift. You are an answered prayer to somebody. There's somebody walking around saying, I need something. I don't know. It just seems like something is missing. You are a visionary. So the thoughts you come up with sometimes scare the mess out of you. Like, oh, hell no. I ain't telling nobody about this. They're really going to think I've lost it now. They're really going to think I've lost it if I share that with somebody. But you know what? It's the people who can see beyond, the ones that are on the leading edge. You know yourself. Sometimes you know yourself so much you're afraid to get still, because you know when you get still, you're going to catch a divine idea and it's going to scare the mess out of you. Think of Facebook. Mark was bold enough, and everybody else that was part of it, it wasn't just him. And I'm not even talking about the other twins. But, you know, for an idea to come through, it needs the community. Somebody suggests something or a question, or you move on something, a thought you received, and someone else will ask you a question or add something to it, and then it makes it bigger, makes it more. Think of smartphones. There was a time it wasn't even an idea. But back then, it was crazy. Think of this platform that we're using, known as Blog Talk Radio. I've shared this before, and I'll be the first one to say, first time I found out about Blog Talk in 2007, I looked at it, this ain't no radio station. It's just a web page. I turned my nose at it. 6 years later, still here. And they're constantly developing, changing things. Sometimes we've got to learn. Sometimes it doesn't work for us. And they tweak and tweak and tweak. What idea wants to be birthed through you? And you will find the answer in the space, in the place where you sometimes struggle the most. Within your struggle is the answer to your soul salvation. In the material things, it could be relationships. What is your greatest challenge? What is something that you've been working with for years and you feel like you haven't mastered it? Within your pain is your purpose. Within your mess is the message. Within the drama that you're going through is the divine idea to transform your life. The question is, will you surrender? Will you yield? So if you're willing to try something new, if you're willing to have a new thought, ask yourself, ask your higher self, offer a prayer. How can I be of service today? Wake up every day. How can I be of service today? Do some visioning. What is God's idea as myself? What is God's idea as itself through and as me? What does God, Goddess, the Creator, the Higher Self, whatever name, because it really doesn't matter. Even love, you can call it something else. But also, we've energized words so they have a meaning to us. And it all makes sense when you break it down. There are no accidents. Give of yourself. Life is a tightrope. Sometimes you fall off. Sometimes you get back on. Sometimes you go from one end to the other, and the next time you can't even get on the tightrope. But guess what? It really doesn't matter if you're on it or off it. Because wherever you are, love is. Wherever you are, God is. Wherever you are, you are. There is no spot where God is not. You just got to cooperate with the laws of the universe. And for goodness sake, create communities. Have people around you who see the vision. Have some few mad scientists around you who are doing their own work, that are not afraid to love, that are not afraid to hug in public. They're not afraid to get still when everything goes crazy. They're not afraid to respond rather than react. Because reacting is just that. React. There's an act, and you're just doing the same thing you've done over again. React. But when you respond, you take time to just go within or say, wait a minute. Did this person just call me out of my name? Well, nobody can call me out of my name. Wow, they must be really having a horrible day today. I wonder why they did that. See, by the time you question your own thoughts, it will bring you back to the present moment, and you can choose higher thoughts. Cleanse your spirit. Cleanse your soul. Sometimes I feel like, I always feel like people understand forgiveness. I don't mean, yeah, well, people understand it, but doesn't mean they apply it. Okay. So talking about it sometimes it's like, yeah. People get it. But somehow we hold on to pain. Are you willing to let go of your pain? Are you willing to let go of your own judgment of yourself? Are you willing? Just be willing. Just be willing to be different, to be more. Be willing to see a different perspective, to be willing to learn something new. Just move around. Just move around. You know, what? And go in different rooms. Go in your office. Go to your kitchen. Go somewhere and just hold the same thoughts and see if what's in the room changes the thought you're holding. Just be in motion. Activate something.
Forgive, 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 forgive. Life is forgiven. Get it? Give it. Get it? Give it. When you get it, you will know that life is forgiven. You've got life, now give it. Even give your pain, your trauma, all the abuse, everything. Give it up so you can be light. And in your lightness, you can get still. In your stillness, you can stop and meditate with something inside of you that is so beautiful that it may even bring tears to your eyes. The answer to your life's mission is in the challenge you're having right now. Activate the love matrix. Ooh. Time is doing what time does. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Well, I'm just listening to the same voice you're listening to, my dear sister friend. It's time to bring on Celeste, and we're inviting you to join the conversation, to share your thoughts. And we got questions for Life Coach Ade, but he knows better not to answer the questions. He just needs to yield to the answer. So right now, we're going to bring on Celeste to tell us a little bit, tell us a little something about Life Conversations Radio. Hey, Celeste.
Charlotte, boy, you going in. You working it out. You're getting so much love in the chat room, and I can't even keep up with all of it. But you know you had to teach a day from a lecture. I can almost hear her, baby.
Man, it's baby. That's my girl.
Baby. She don't call in and give me one good baby. Anyway, get it, give it. Love it. We are all having a great time listening to you. And we're going to go ahead, we're going to activate that love matrix thanks to this amazing topic done by our very own life coach today. But guess what? What you're getting today is only the tip of the iceberg. We've got a whole month of February to play with this concept and these ideas. We've got beautiful people coming up. So it's my pleasure, family, to let you know about the other guests and shows coming up on LifeConversationsRadio.com on Monday. Get ready for the rocker couple of John and Kathy Stringer. They're kicking off our very special Valentine's week. Regardless of if you celebrate it or not, there is always time for a sacred love story. I don't care what time of year it is. We continue to work on shows that will lift the level of your consciousness and even shift you. We're working on some goodies for Tuesday as well. Keep that as a surprise. And you'll also have another opportunity to join Ade when he flies solo in the studio next Wednesday. And by all means, let me invite you to get on the Sounds of Soul train with Ade and Aoife Wilshe on 12radio.com this Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern. He'll be playing music you can taste, and we are having a great time in the chat room. So come on and join the party. It's not over, even if this is the last show of the week. So come on and join us, and make sure that you don't miss any of these powerful shows, because when you tune in, you get to be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Addie does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes, yes. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Real Love is a party, a spiritual event. Love lessons for singles and couples at Hillside International Truth Center, Friday, February 7th, beginning at 7 p.m. with Dr. Barbara King, Dr. Aldewan Tart, and Dr. Janet Page. Plus, a mix and mingle party at Atlanta Airport Marriott Hotel till 2 a.m. featuring Teresa Hightower and Leonard Julian with the Mose Davis Trio and Joey Somerville. Get tickets and more at hillsideinternational.org/real love.
Did you know that color therapy has been used for thousands of years? But many of us don't realize that we've actually been practicing some form of color therapy our entire lives. We choose the colors we wear, the colors we eat, our furnishings, and wall colors. And whether you're selecting a color for your next car or toothbrush, all of your color choices are meant to make you feel better. I'm Elaine Marie, the director of Aura House School of Color and Light, and the founder of Color Therapy Month. This March, please join me in celebrating the healing power of color. For ideas on how you can participate in this worldwide event, visit our website at colortherapymonth.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life, on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try, and if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
That's right. You have something to say. You have something to give. You have something to share. So we're activating your voice, the sound of your soul. Sing your song. The world is waiting. It is time now for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, which we also call the Spiritual Weather Report. Hey, Celeste.
Hi, Life Coach. Today feels like I've only been gone a second. So yeah, I'm really excited about the celestial. Yeah, I'm really excited about the celestial moment today because I love it. What's my favorite word? Well, one of synchronicity, family. The energy of the day is calculated by the date, and 5 is the energy of the day, but I'm going to get into it before I start spilling all my goodies. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now. I come bearing the number gift. The energy of the day equals 5, and 5 is ruled by Mercury, the planet of communications and speech. And what a gift to play with this energy right before the beginning of the Mercury retrograde coming up tomorrow. Dee, 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 dee. Now you stop playing that Twilight Zone music in your head. You have nothing to fear. The number five is a freedom lover, connected to change and challenges. It works our spiritual muscles, for it also shows up as the high priest in tarot. And the number five is full of love and beauty, for it's also the sacred number of the goddess Oshun. Now today, we're going to put the spotlight on how the number five shows up in the chakra system. Our throat chakra is our fifth chakra. The fifth chakra is associated with sound and has to do with creative self-expression, speech, and communication. The ability to speak honestly, to receive, process, and assimilate information, and to connect with and speak our inner truth all relate to the fifth chakra, the center of transformation and change. Love knows the truth. And what truth would that be? When we truly behold the divinity within ourselves, then we can behold the divinity within each other. Whether we speak or not, our actions are always communicating. And you have a choice today to activate the love matrix by allowing the voice of the divine to speak through you and as you. And that's the story of five. So through our friend, the throat chakra, all is well. I'll see you on Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Sounds of Soul with Danny Feloce, and on the Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan, at 8 p.m. on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Life Conversations Radio is giving a voice back to the community, and so it's the last through the celestial moment. Giving a voice back to the community. This is the song you're listening to. It's sung by Destiny Muhammad, titled Grace. And you can find out more about Destiny Muhammad by going to her website, destinymuhammad.com. Grace.
Amazing. Grace sustaining grace. Amazing grace.
Mm-hmm. A heart full of grace. And that's what we got. And a soul generated by love. Celeste, excuse me.
I have a gift for you that I've been holding back. I haven't had a gift for you in a long time before you get some amazing answers. I'm sorry, Ade. So I was, you know, probably watching Cloud Atlas for like the third time, but don't ask me what that means. But there's a line in it that really made me think about you and what we're talking about today. And you probably know it by heart, but I wanted to gift it to you. It's, our lives are not our own. From womb to tomb, we are bound to others, past and present. And by each crime and every kindness, we birth our future.
Mm-hmm. That is the truth. That is
indeed
the truth. I mean, it's just speaks for itself, because I can go off on another show on that one. No, thank you for sharing. Thank you. You
my
know,
pleasure.
We belong to each other, and especially in this Western world, I keep saying it. But I actually, well, I'm going to work on not keep saying it, because I don't want to keep talking about it and make it even more of a reality. But individually, we're all learning to embody the truth about us rather than, you know, me, 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 and relanguage some meanings that we have, the idea of a self-made money. It's not possible. Nobody is self-made unless you're talking about the one self that is expressing as you. So anyway, as I said.
Ready. That was an appetizer.
Okay.
I've got some questions for you if you're ready, Life Coach today.
No, I'm always ready for questions. I love it. And let's do it.
All right. The first one coming up is from Martha. Dear Life Coach today, there was a post on Facebook where a person mentioned they were having a hard time and asked for prayers from her social media friends. I want to ask you about the comment one of her friends made. This person was informed to stop asking people for prayers because most people are praying against each other and not for each other. Life Coach Today, do you think this is true? Is it bad form to ask for personal prayers from others? Is it safer to pray alone? Martha.
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I mean, the idea of people praying against one another, as I said earlier in the show, if you're damning people to hell, you're already there. If you're lifting people up to a heaven consciousness, you're already there. Every thought is a prayer. So sometimes we pray against ourselves by what we say about ourselves. Forget even asking others to pray for us. So it's about how you see prayer. So what I know to be true is the intent of the person asking for prayer, asking for an agreement to be lifted up in moving through whatever she's moving through is the most important thing. So what other people do ain't none of my flipping business. So when people are, if they are praying against each other, then so be it. I mean, if every thought is a prayer, if every word is a prayer, then we are all praying against each other, but when we judge somebody else. Just trying to broaden this question, Martha. When we call somebody out of their name, when we judge somebody for their political beliefs, when we judge somebody because of their culture, when we judge somebody because of their sexual orientation, or where they live or don't live, if they're rich, if they're poor, if we see them as a homeless or somebody who lives in a mansion, we're praying against each other. Use your words for good. Use your thoughts for good. So is it bad to ask for personal prayers from others? Is it bad to ask for help? Personally, let me get personal a little bit just to kind of me, I don't necessarily yeah, this is going to go places that I don't even know. I don't know what's going, I don't, I feel what I feel. Let me just say it, and this is where we end up. I understand that everything is consciousness. Ah, here it is. So for me, my consciousness is, if I'm moving through a challenge, if I feel like I'm stuck, if I keep going around in circles in the same spot in my mind, when I need help, when I need someone to join me in prayer, I go to people who I know their consciousness. I go to people who would lift me up rather than people who go, oh, my God, that's horrible. Oh, jeez, you're such a great person, or, oh, my God, if that's happening to you, no, but, you know, whatever. Whatever the case may be. Oh, yeah, it's a very, very hard world out. No, I don't do that. So that's how I operate. Now, if your friend understands, if her consciousness is when she needs prayer, she reach out to people she's connected with, even if it's on social media. That's a kind of family to some extent. It's an extension. But anyway, if that's where she's at, then it's going to work for her. According to your faith, it is done unto you. According to your faith, it is done unto you. Your faith is the most powerful force in the universe when it comes to getting things done. Your faith is knowing that love rules all the time. Your faith is knowing that love wins all the time. Is it safer to pray alone? Safer. What are you protecting? What are you protecting? But I will also say, yes, it's important to have your own prayer time where you fill yourself up, because true prayer is a shift in consciousness. True prayer is to shift from what I'm looking at. I'm looking at this challenge, and it's scaring the mess out of me. I don't know how. I don't know how I'm going to get it done. I think this is going to be a horrible experience. I think I'm going to be in trouble. I think they're going to come out of me. I think whatever. I think, oh, my God, this is the end of my life. But true prayer is shifting your consciousness and remembering that life is for you.
that there's nobody out there trying to attack you just because of who you are, that there is a power and presence within you as you that is so much bigger than what you're going through and growing through. So, yes, have your prayer time. Yes, ask your friends and family to pray with you. And don't waste any minute worrying about people who pray against you, because the minute you join that conversation, you're already praying against yourself, because now you're in that vibration. That's my answer. Anybody else got another perspective?
Are you kidding? I'm not coming behind that. You did that. Ooh, I just don't even know today. Go ahead today. Go ahead, let me get you this next one. You in the ring, you working it out. I love to hear a life coach, you know, answer questions like this. Not a life coach, the life coach. I went there. Here we go. Okay.
Thank you.
Ooh, this and you're welcome. This is from Paul. Dear life coach today, there are so many changes in our society, and in the lightworker community, we always say we are one. Well, everybody can't be included in Black History Month. Does it serve to decorate us instead of bringing us all together? Paul.
Sorry, that just makes me off. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I just said everybody can't be included in Black History Month. Why? Why? Dear Paul, you said everybody can be included in Black History Month. Why? You know? Well, let me try this. So that's one perspective. The other perspective is, what do you mean by everybody can't be included? Since it's an email question, I will kind of fill in the blank. It's like, in order to celebrate something, you need everybody around to celebrate it. What is celebrating Black History Month? What does that mean to you? Does it mean black people getting together and saying, this is our month, and we ain't talking to no white people? Come near us, this is our month. Y'all already gave us the shortest month in the year. But what you forget is this is a love month. There's a method to the madness of the universe. The whole idea of history is to share it, for people to learn from it, to grow. So, yes, you need everybody to look at what was, what is, in order to create a different reality. Black History Month, African American History Month. Yeah, you can say, lest we forget. Everybody needed to be reminded not just of the slavery experience, but African Americans who have contributed to this country. The country that people have collectively come together and say, this country is the leader of the world. So if we're going to go with that, this country did not become what it is without the contribution of African Americans, people of color, black people, particularly, because this is the month, you know. And the truth is, you talk about, does it serve to separate us instead of bringing us all together? That was done in the past, separation. For true healing to happen, everybody must be involved. Everybody must be involved. Because if any part of your body's hurting, if you have a headache, you're going to be feeling uncomfortable all over, period. So, yeah. I'm curious to know why you think everybody shouldn't be included. Because then you end up doing what was done. Here's the thing. When you see people who are judgmental, people who are blaming, people who are critical, people who are doing bad things, people who are doing evil things, if you add, you have a choice to add to the criticism, the darkness, the judgment, or you have the opportunity to shine a light. And if everybody's not included in Black History Month, how are people going to know the truth? The education system is slowly changing the stories of African Americans. And it's, sometimes I feel like it's a long way. It is important to honor what is true. So we're going to separation, you're creating the same thing. That's the way I see it. It's time to go beyond telling the stories of African Americans as if it started during slavery time. And African Americans are not slaves, or those quote-unquote, well, not quote-unquote, they were slaves, but that's not their identity. There were Africans who were enslaved. Then people get into debate, but Africans sold. See, that's the thing. We don't care who sold who. It's the fact that it happened. And in celebrating, honoring the history, we'll learn about humanity, and we all can do something different. Some people say, well, the Africans didn't know it was going to be worse, or what they were really doing. When it really doesn't matter. That's just intellectual stuff, because when healing is needed and you get intellectual about it, the person will die before you get to them, because you're like, well, how did that really happen? Well, did they mean to light fire or not? Did we know the gas was leaking before the house burnt down? The person who is burning up is going to die. Shut the flip up and help. So anyway, yeah. Include people.
Wow.
Tell the truth so we might all grow together.
What an answer. Life Coach Today, while you were doing that and giving us something to think about, y'all need to stop saying that joke that we get the shortest month of the year, maybe in America, but started out as a week in 1926, so we actually expanded.
I know, that's right.
All right?
I know, that's
and,
right.
And the significance, I'm a D.C. girl, I actually had this in school. And the significance is that the birthday of Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass marks the second week. So the first, in 1926, Negro History Week, okay, Carter G. Woodson. Then it expanded to a month in 1976, the whole month of February in the United States. But United Kingdom, you people of African descent over there in London or in England, you folks put it in the month of October, which has definitely more days than February. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that with you as well. There are lots of opportunities embrace and grow. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Really,
wow, I got another one.
Really,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Before you do the next question, what you're bringing up for me, or what you're saying brings up for me that really healing and truth doesn't live in time and space.
Wow.
Doesn't matter if you're about healing, if you're about telling the truth. It's not about and it's just like a birthday. You know, people say we're Black History Month or African American History Month needs to be all year. It shouldn't just be 1 month. True. Just like a birthday. You don't people say they do it, but they don't really do it. You don't celebrate your birthday every day. There's a day in the year that you say, this is when I made my appearance. So it's a day to celebrate, to honor, to remember, because we get so busy. It's a day, it's a month set aside, it's a week when things are set aside to do, even if it's an hour, to energize the truth. So, all right.
All right. You ready for this third one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you. Louise, dear Life Coach Today, will staying in lower vibrations for too long evaporate your intuitive gifts, especially when you keep denying how you feel? What do you think are some best ways to clear the channel to receive divine messages? Louise.
Well, staying lower vibration is similar to being in a frozen state. So I say that to use eyes. Eyes in a lower vibration. The molecules are kind of moving like this. They're moving, but very slow. But you get a few ice cubes, put them in the pot, and hit them up. It's that the molecules start bumping up, and before you know it, it melts. So it's an interesting question. You said we're staying in a lower vibration for too long, evaporate your intuitive gifts. It might freeze it, keep you stuck. Because when you think of evaporate as a high vibration. That's interesting, actually. So I'll say no. But really what's important is, why are you denying what you feel? That's to forget. Doesn't matter what the answer is, low vibration, evaporating gets. Why are you denying it? Why are you denying what you feel? That's the real question. Forget low vibration. Those are just words. You know, when you deny who you are, when you deny your gift, when you deny your purpose, when you deny your passion, when you deny your love, when you're denying the sounds of your soul, your heart song, that's much more important than what you call it. Some people tell you, oh, I'm in high vibration. Oh, I'm in... You're like, really? If you're in high vibration, I think I like how low vibration looks, because that's not it. So clear the channel. Move. Move something. I mean, you deny what you feel. Just listen to what you feel and follow through. That's how you receive divine message. Divine messages, you say you have intuitive gifts, because that's what I give this. Just do something. Stop being so self-centered. Become self-full by leaving yourself open to receive the message. And if you have gifts, use it. That's action. Use it. And you don't even have a good enough reason why you're denying it. I don't care what you tell me, it's not good enough. Okay, and you come up with more reasons, not good enough. And if you keep trying to defend it, then if it's working for you, keep doing what you're doing. The truth is, thank you for this question. What I'm learning, you say, what do you think are some best ways to clear the channel to receive divine messages? Do what is in your heart to do. Live from a place of openness, open-heartedness. Live from a place of compassion. I had a vision this morning, and when I say vision, it's a picture that just appeared. It's like if you think of a tunnel, and I didn't even know I was going to use this analogy, so it just popped in my head again. But somehow maybe there was an explosion, and the wall and everything came crumbling down. Let's just think it's a tunnel that a train goes through, so nobody can go through that tunnel. Then you get the people to come and clear the tunnel. So, it's, I don't know, 3 feet wide. But they're going to keep digging and clearing out, digging and clearing out, digging and repairing and clearing out. But there comes a time where a little light will shine through. While they're clearing out and that light shines through, they don't say, oh, we said little light shines through, that's the work he's done. No, you keep digging and clearing out, keep digging and clearing out and repairing and doing whatever needs to be done. And eventually they clear all the rubble, they clear all the mess, and then the light shines through. Things happen in our lives that blocks the flow of the energy, the pure essence of who we are. Our job, our responsibility is to clean out the channel, clean out the pipe, clean out the tunnel, clean out the connection through meditation, through forgiveness, through being of service. And when you give of yourself selflessly, when you commit to receiving the divine messages by being still, meditating, and now giving it to the rest of the world, you'd be so wide open. Sometimes you don't even know why you do what you do. And people say, well, how did you know? How did you know what time it is? Yeah, you came up in my mind and I called you. We are one with the divine mind. The divine mind is always being broadcast. It's broadcasting every day, every moment. Divine messages are everywhere right now, like a radio frequency. All you need to do is go and turn on your radio and television, whatever you're trying to listen to or see. All you got to do is tune in
another to hear and see. What channel are you tuning into? Right now, you're tuned into slow, lower vibrations. Change the knob. Turn the knob. Change the channel. Take action. Give of yourself. There it is.
Great job, Life Coach, today. And just have to share with you, Electra shared that these are some really good questions people are asking. Love this today. And I just wrote to her that our listeners are amazing, and I appreciate it. They trust us with their sacred questions that they can't ask out in the open. They got a safe place to bring their questions here, and that means all of you on phone lines and all of you in the chat room. Sure, we're happy to be overwhelmed by your questions, by the volume, the quality, and the quantity. It's all good. Bring them on. Ask it. Where we went to open this, ask at lifecoachtoday.com.
You say when you always give out. Don't ask. Ask.
Well, you know how many, you know. Okay. You know how many
I know how many emails I have. Actually, you know what? Let me tell you the answer to that. I don't, because there's so
no.
But it does help to know that goes there, this goes there. So yes, the answer is no, I don't.
Okay, so let's clarify. Go to
ask at lifecoachada.com. You know. Even though sometimes some people say they send the guest suggestions through that, it's okay. I might roll my eyes at you. That's right. I roll my eyes and shake my head. So anyway, yes, thank you.
Yes, it's
anything
my pleasure.
Anything else going on in the room that I need to know, or the like pages, land pages?
Let's see. I am scanning. Just lots of write on you rock a day. Teach. There's love in the chat room. Everybody you know what? When they come here, activate the love matrix. You activate the love matrix when you dial in and when you log into the chat room and enjoy the show. Yep. That's what I think. So that's what's happening.
All right, thanks, Celeste.
Did I drink today? What's going on?
I don't know. Well, you're in a bubbly mood, that's for sure. I got
so
called
much
out
better
for calling you
bubbly.
Out. Yeah, what? I got called out for calling you out.
Calling me out for what? You
I
call me
you out
so
for
much.
Giggling.
I mean,
I know. you remember, I think it was last week when I said, why you always giggle? No, I said, why you always be giggling? You just come in there giggling. And Celeste Marie sent me a message saying, you got some nerve talking about Celeste giggling. You got some nerve. I was like, ooh, the sisters are united. Let me back up.
Go ahead,
okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Great, stay giggling. Get out of here, old Mad Hatter. I'm out. Ciao.
Peace out.
Home ed.
Celeste will be back on Saturday, actually, on my show, The Sounds of Soul, on 12 Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, 12radio.com. And then she'll be back with her show on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. I got something for you talking about love, but there was something else I was going to say or do, and I can't remember what it is. It popped up in my head. Can't think about it. Oh, I know what it is. Real love. I'm searching for. Stop it. You search for a voice to sing. That's what you need to search for. If you're looking for some real love, if you're confused about love, if you're single and feel ashamed, if you just don't know, you need a new understanding of love, and you're in Atlanta, or if not, if you're not in Atlanta, book yourself. Go book a flight ticket right now, because you need to know what real love is. Why? Because I say so.
Real Love is a party, a spiritual event. Love lessons for singles and couples at Hillside International Truth Center, Friday, February 7th, beginning at 7 p.m. with Dr. Barbara King, Dr. Aldewan Tart, and Dr. Janet Page. Plus, a mix and mingle party at Atlanta Airport Marriott Hotel till 2 a.m. featuring Teresa Hightower and Leonard Julian with the Mose Davis Trio and Joey Somerville. Get tickets and more at hillsideinternational.org/real love.
Real love. You get to go through seminars and workshops. You get to ask questions. You get to go there open and then go party later. And if you're wise, you may just set the intention. You may just set the intention to create what you want. And go ahead and book a room at the hotel and put what you learn into action. I'm just saying. I'm just helping you live your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
And you don't have to take them home, because everything that happened at the hotel could just stay at the hotel. You can just tell them, listen, don't take this too seriously. I'm just being the change I wanted to see, all right? Let's test it out.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I am a life coach, Ade, and I approve what I say. How you deal with it, that's on you. Try out the real love. Sometimes we go to workshops and we don't get to practice it. We just keep it up. Oh, no, stop it, stop it, stop it. I'm being hijacked. Yes, hillsideinternational.org/real love to find out more. And let's talking about love. What is love? We're talking about activating the love matrix. Here's another nugget to help you go deeper to recognize the truth. We're talking about the eyes of God. Do you see the world through the eyes of God? When you look in the mirror, do you see yourself through the eyes of love, of good? That's a question for you to answer.
It's funny because think these people are your friends, you know, like that. It's funny, because after the second time, she apologized to me. And I was like, all right, cool. And it happened again. It's funny, because one more, that's people. That's poets. That's how they are. And it's not the art. It's not the poetry that made her do that. She would be that way if she was working in the post office.
It must be hard to look into the eyes of God. It must be. Has to be something so difficult that instead it reveals itself through things our imagination is capable of handling. A burning bush, a dream, a sign in the sky. If you just maybe look into God's eyes, it's almost as if the truth so sets you free could never be more terrifying. I mean, how can you possibly look into the eyes of something you so constantly deny and feel good about? Guilt must be one of the most petrifying things we have to live with, because you haven't looked into my eyes for the past few years now. Strange. You should tell me how I was one of the few poets that you asked for your life, but the things they told me you said about me, I couldn't tell. I've been down this road before. Friends have traded friendships for money, material things. And when it came time to make eye contact, they couldn't even look at me back. But I know what it is. You're just afraid of yourself. Because when you look into my eyes, you're gonna see yourself. This is something I'm sure God has had a hard time trying to convince people of. And it's all right to look at themselves. For years I wanted the meaning of love and its true definition, only to find that God defined it ever so simply. God is love, only because God is all accepting. Therefore love is acceptance, no matter what it is. So how could I possibly say I love people when I've been mocking Muslims, Christians, and Jews for their religion? I apologize for the ones whose faith I shattered just to prove my point. Forgive me, I must have forgotten. We're really all here just trying to find the same point. But how can you say you have a love for humanity and ignore the ones sleeping in back alleys with yesterday's newspaper covering over to keep them warm? How can you possibly say you love your son or daughter if maybe when they have the courage to tell you they're gay, they're thinking, well, maybe they can change? How, in God's name, can you possibly say you love this individual?
How can you say you have a love for peace if when a white man calls you, yeah, you react violently? Yes, I'm guilty for some of these things. I can see you all too. How can you possibly love poetry if you can't accept the lifestyle poets have, me included? Why must you hate me? I've done nothing to you. Tried to be a friend to anyone I've ever spoken a sentence to, but I've had conversations with you, done shows for you, drove you through states so you can make your own tour dates. Now you get around me, can't even look me in my face. It must be hard to look into the eyes of God, but I accept you for the things you said about me. It must have tasted so sweet on your lips, my name and the dirt you spit on it. But I accept you, please, when you see me, lift up your chin. I accept you, the lies that you filled on the ears of my friends. It's okay, open up your eyelids. I accept you, for the nails you hammered in my wrist, for the thorns you placed around my head. Look at me, Father, forgive them for what they know not they do. Look at me, tell me the colors that surround my pupils. I accept you, it must be hard to look into the eyes of God, but I accept you. I know my eyes are deep, but ever so clear, perfect for you to see the filth you've been holding for me. The truth, ever so terrifying, so set you free. I know it's hard to look into the eyes of God. My eyes will run down your history, memories you think you can erase by not looking me in my face. I understand it's something you can't help, and I accept you. But I know the hardest part is for you to accept yourself.
You know what? With me, truthfully, I need to be accepting of that. I do. Because if I'm not accepting of that, that's not showing love. Remember what I told you earlier? Love is acceptance. That's all it is. I feel like this. I don't need to look down upon them like I have, you know, and I know that. And the first step is realizing. So the second step is doing, and I'm working on the second step. So
first step is realizing. Second step is doing it. You got to be it. You got to live it. It's not enough to just talk about it. Let your life be your conversation. Let your life be your story. That was Mark Marcel. You can find out more about him by going to his website address, which is Mark, M-A-R-C, M-A-R-C-E-L.com, M-A-R-C, M-A-R-C-E-L.com. What stops people from being loving, from shining the light, from being compassionate? Sometimes people think too much about what people are thinking about them. They spend so much time worrying about what people are thinking. I really want to live out loud. But, you know, well, here's something for you.
I wanted to talk a little bit about this insanity that we have of caring what other people think about us so much. We touched on it today, and it seems I've come a long way. I've really grown to where I can realize when I'm doing that. But it seems for so long I was addicted to caring what other people thought about me in such a way that I was trying to almost manipulate what they thought about me so that I could feel good about myself and feel safe. And when I've been able to let that go, I felt the incredible freedom of just being good enough by myself. What is it that makes us do this? Because it seems like everybody stumbles on this.
Well, for the most part, they are very good early motivations that set that into motion. And it revolves around this. You are a born uplifter. And when those who are observing you are pleased, you feel better than when those who are observing you are not pleased. Taking yourself completely out of the equation, you just like people to be happy because you innately know that that's what's natural for them. So in many ways, your desire to please others really could be said, I have a powerful desire to uplift others.
Yes.
But it's a big responsibility, isn't it? Because when you factor in the fact that, first of all, you can't control where they are, and law of attraction is matching, in other words, let's say that you want to uplift someone and they are not about to be uplifted. They're in too deep in whatever struggle or trouble they've been focused upon. So you're in their experience because law of attraction has put you there, otherwise you would not be there. But they have this very active uncomfortable vibration going on. But you've decided that you're going to be an uplifter. So you stick close to them in a desire to uplift them, not realizing that they're out of the vortex vibration was much more dominant than you're in the vortex vibration. So a very good thing to remember always is that whatever the strongest active vibration that's going on is, it will dominate the moment. That's why it's really fun to join the fun table. Because at the fun table, there's already a synergy going on, and there's a high likelihood that if you're anywhere near having fun, that when you observe the fun that's already being had, you're going to be uplifted. And isn't that sort of some of the same thing? So if you start with the general premise, and we promise you it is accurate, that everyone wants to feel better and that you want that for everyone, doesn't it take the sting out of trying to be a pleaser? In other words, yeah. We want to take the sting out of your trying to be a pleaser because we think there's no sting at all in wanting to be an uplifter. And when you put everything, when you understand that you can dominate the vibration that you've got going on, then it makes you no longer worry what anybody else has got going on. In other words, you stand in your own stability, unafraid to go anywhere, because you understand that your vibration will dominate. And this is the piece that we want to give you the most. When you tune in, before you seek interaction with any others, when you tune in to the true vibration of who you really are, one who's connected to that stream is more powerful than millions who aren't. So when you walk in that alignment, you're going to control the vibration of what comes around you. And then your desire to please others sort of evaporates because you're not doing it because they need it. You're doing it because it comes natural to you. And when you walk around in that vibrational attitude, people rise to the vibration that you are all over the place. It's really a fun dance to dance with all kinds of friends and families and strangers all over the place, you see.
I do, thank you.
So now we want to go back to the specifics of what you said because it was such a good... What is it that makes me... Put it back into the words that you said when you sat down.
Why do I care so much what other people think? Like I'm almost trying to manipulate what they think about me so that I feel good about myself or so that I feel safe.
So...
Why do I do that?
I care about what they think about me so that I feel safe. So... Give us an example of someone feeling about you in a way that makes you feel unsafe. What could somebody possibly think about you that would take your feeling of safety away? In other words, what we're getting at is whether you feel safe or whether you feel vulnerable is not about their perspective of you. It's about your relationship with the stream. They are irrelevant to this subject. And when you get that, then what others think about you becomes irrelevant. You see what we're getting at?
I do. And I'm getting.
You're like almost everyone. You've replaced your connection with the source within you with your connection with someone else. So have you heard enough from us today and in other ways to believe that your inner being never thinks a negative thought about you? You know that?
I've learned it.
If your inner being, who is your guidance, who is your source, who is the holder of the vibrational place, who is the continuity of that which is you from lifetime to lifetime, if your inner being adores you unequivocally, why would you possibly be seeking the opinion of any other?
It's insanity.
Why would you go there? Why would you ask some disconnected fool?
It's an old habit.
It is an old habit, isn't it? It's a habit that got started before you knew what you now know.
Right.
But it's old news. It's an old question. It no longer applies to who you now are and what you now know, you see. So when we say we don't want you to give a rip what anyone thinks, what we mean is we don't want you to let their opinion of you, which is bogus and distorted and has far less to do with you than you could even imagine, We want you to care not at all about what that opinion is, while you care infinitely about what the opinion of the source within you is. Go home and look in the mirror and say right out loud, inner being, I know you're in there, and I know you are aware of me, and I want to feel right here, right now, how you feel about me, and look in the mirror until you feel it. And what you will discover is that the source within you will look right back at you through the lens of your own eyes and will define for you a love the likes of which you have not allowed yourself before. And then say to everyone else, until you're in the mirror with my inner being, I don't give a rip what you think about me. And mean it. And mean it. But when you are looking at someone else and they are feeling disapproval of you, this we want you to know. They are not reflecting to you their own personal opinion of you. They're reflecting back to you the image that you hold of yourself every single time. So whether you're looking in the mirror for your inner being who is always there, or you're looking in the eyes of some other, law of attraction has put them there to mirror back to you how you're feeling right now. And if it doesn't feel good, it's your opinion, not theirs. And you can do something about that, and you can do something about that fast.
Got it.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
There you have it. When Abraham said, I don't give a rip. As long as you're not in there with my inner being, the place got wild. And when Abraham said, but really? What your feelings or your approval of yourself? It was a, because that's the truth. What's going on the inside is much more important than what's being reflected on the outside. As a matter of fact, what's reflected on the outside is what's going on the inside. You can check out Abraham Esther Hicks by going to abrahamhicks.com, abrahamhicks.com. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I'm going to be hanging out with Ambassador tomorrow on the Play Experience, 7 p.m. Eastern. Join us if you're available. And if not, make yourself available. It is so nice to be here. Thank you all for tuning in. And I'll be back for the Sounds of Soul, the Sounds of Soul, on Saturday on 12radio.com, 12radio.com. The Sounds of Soul, also known as, what is it? What did Electra call it? After Dark with Life Coach Ade and Celeste is on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Be loved, be true to yourself, and be loved. I love you so much, and I thank you. Continue to activate the love matrix. Agape Choir, agapelive.com. Check them out tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern. Peace and blessings. Blessed always.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.